Nearly 40 million Americans rely on Medicare to help pay for health care and, when needed, ambulance service. Now, with Congress moving to curb rising health care costs by limiting Medicare reimbursements, some ambulance operators say they can't make ends meet. From Kansas City, Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR reports.
When paramedic Rich Young and EMT Mark Eckstein climb into a red and white boxy ambulance to start work on this cloudy afternoon in East Kansas City, they don't have to wait long for their first call. A 66-year-old woman has lost consciousness and fallen. By the time the ambulance reaches her, the woman is awake. On her trip to the hospital, she shows paramedic Young her red, white, and blue Medicare card. Medicare may help offset some of the cost of this trip to the hospital, but not as much as it used to. An ambulance run like this, a total of 6 miles, cost the ambulance service $335, and now Medicare pays only half of that. John Sharp, director of Kansas City's nonprofit ambulance group, says costs continue to outpace reimbursements.
The Medicare reimbursement procedures that they had in the past really didn't make a lot of sense, but in fixing the problem, they just made it worse. They've developed a new fee schedule nationwide, and the fee schedule doesn't even come close to covering the cost of providing the service.
If patients can't pay for what Medicare doesn't cover, ambulance operators are stuck with the difference. That's true for public and private ambulance services. The rates are determined on a state-by-state basis, with the government using a complex formula to calculate each state's reimbursement amount. The American Ambulance Association had some say in creating the new fee schedule, but no way to change the amount of money available for reimbursements. Association President Jerry Overton says that amount, set several years ago, hasn't kept pace with the need.
There's no allowance for growth as far as the number of transports is concerned. Our population is getting older. Our population is getting sicker, which means that our utilization is increasing. And there needs to be some allowances for that.
Some states, like North Carolina and Georgia, used to struggle with the lowest ambulance reimbursement rates in the country, but are now receiving more in Medicare money because of the changes. Those increases came at the expense of other states. Ambulance operators in California, for instance, are facing a Medicare reimbursement shortfall that could top $120 million this year. Those shortfalls come as ambulance providers are bearing increased costs because of additional duties related to Homeland Security. Jerry Overton says that was a burden almost no one could have predicted.
We're really talking about, are we in fact providing our paramedics and EMTs the proper protective clothing, proper decontamination devices for the ambulances? Those are all new things that were never anticipated.
There are a couple of bills in Congress that could provide operators some relief, but no votes have been taken. Emergency officials in Kansas City warn that if they don't get relief soon, fewer ambulance crews could be on the streets. That means response times will suffer, and a trip to the hospital that's growing more costly could also take longer. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.